Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. And it's a beautiful, oh my God, it's a beautiful day out. I am recording this outside. If you hear all the noises, they're no longer the indoor noises. They're now the outdoor noises because I haven't fixed my Yeti microphone yet. I will. I'll get around to it. I've got, like, Amazon credit. I just need to click. I need to, like, click three things. Three things. And I'm too lazy to do that. Instead, I bought a smart garden. So, God, it's just so nice out. We had an ice storm earlier in the week. And then it's 70. Oh, it's just beautiful. How are things there? I don't know. I don't care. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the story, and the topic was Smarty Pants, and we got a whole bunch of people sending in stories. Isn't that cool? So I should, like, read a list or something, even though it's up on the website. We have Richard. We have a new person, Alex. Welcome, Alex. Welcome to the madness. Lizzie is back. Some people took a break last week, and now they're back, and it's like, cool. It's like, oh my God, I forgot to send it in. It's like, oh, it's okay. It's all right. Hey, you can send it in as a later, and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. It's okay. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. No, go ahead. Go ahead. We got plenty of room. We've got Serendipity, Jeffrey Fisher, and Maganit is back. I hope I'm pronouncing that wrong. We have Norval Joe, Tom, Dwayne, and the Kimi! Yay, the Kimi! The Kimi. And we also have Planet Z. So if I didn't mention your name there, if you could send it in again, I may have lost your submission. Hold on, let me just do a search here while I'm doing this. And nope, it doesn't look like they sent one in. Okay. So anyway, I don't normally do that. I'm like, oh, whatever. It's Sunday morning. I'm drunk. So the topic this week was Smarty Pants. So I hope y'all enjoy this one because it's a goodie. Where's the stop button?
Hello, my name is Alex from Seattle, Washington. Longtime listener, first time entry. The topic of this week's story, Smarty Pants, by Dr. Alex. My 3-year-old and I have an agreement of reading 2 books per night before bed, and this has never been broken. After this evening's temper tantrum over wanting to eat from the trapezoid plate, I wish her she had chosen her Krabby Pant PJs. No, they were this week's usual Peppa Pig outfit. An hour later, we finished The Five Little Firemen without so much as a whisper. She scanned her bookshelf and chuckled while reaching for her second book, Richard Scarry's Best Storybook Ever. 82 wonderful stories. Clearly, she had chosen her Smarty Pants to sleep in. Feel free to follow my very infrequent blog posts at medicinemanofseattle.blogspot.com.
Hello, this is Magneta reading her story called False Advertising. Everyone likes something to strike a chord or make someone say, ooh, or ah. A few years back, I recall seeing the word juicy plastered on the butts of many teenage girls. Her butt is juicy? I wondered if labeling one's backside could be even more intriguing by advertising other attributes like smelly or smarty pants. Doubtful that smelly, written even in the fanciest of fonts, would sell, however. Imagine a teen proudly snapping a selfie wearing her smarty pants in front of a fireplace. An errant spark shoots out, hitting her ass. Ugh. I bet that smarts. There we go. That's it. 100 words. 100 word story. Thanks and see you around. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge, number 613, with a prompt of Smarty Pants. Here's my story. When Frank was a freshman at the university, he had difficulty making friends as an art major. He was excited when he was invited to a party put on by some friends from his political science class. He put on his party pants, thinking that's what all college students do. He immediately felt out of place, ready to drink, dance, and get wild in his red, brown, and yellow striped bell bottoms, when greeted by his friends in their black or khaki smarty pants. There would be no drinking, dancing, or getting wild. Only games like Pictionary, Trivial Pursuit, and chess. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Johnny, Smarty Pants Puccini, hadn't earned his nickname for nothing. As mobsters go, he was the smartest and most switched on of all the dons. He had fingers in more pies than you could shake a stick at. And the turnover, from his protection rackets, would have put Fort Knox to shame. He was invincible. Or so everybody thought. But I knew better. I stood facing him in the alleyway. You thinking, you're gonna whack me? He growled. Nope, I said, as I handed him our divorce papers. It was the alimony that killed him. Not so smart, after all.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, Smarty Pants. Growing up in a small coast town in the late 70s, we weren't always smart, but we were cool. We ditched the Levi's 501 jeans and started wearing the unisex jeans that were popular in the big cities. We didn't know how they came up with the names, but Sticky Fingers and San Francisco riding gear sounded pretty cool. We wore them tight, too. Parents were dumbfounded that we would spend $30 on jeans. They didn't understand being cool. They didn't understand that with these jeans, we didn't need money. These jeans didn't have pockets. Yeah, we were cool.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and I hope you had a good week. And here's my story. Pathetic idea, this won't work. Plants need water, said the moody professor. However, Peter was determined. He tweaked the genetic code for months. Then he finally made it. The plant grew without the need for any assistance. People just had to place it in a large pot and leave it be. Peter also programmed the plant to identify the professor, who is now, let's say, part of the said plant. The downside of this story is that the plant is always in a bad mood, the roots throwing the soil out of the pot. Good thing it's in slow motion. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully not about slow plants. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Tool the Man User. The first device that constituted an awareness of smart that I could recall from the previous millennium was the Epson dot matrix printer. Its ability to be programmed on some deeper level led me to believe it was indeed smarter than I. A long line of computer devices followed: modems, graphic cards, and cameras. Then came watches, fitness trackers, and the now ubiquitous smartphones. There's even a line of luggage, suitcase, pack, and wallet networked together in an interactive smart mini grid. What I'm really looking forward to are smarty pants. So is Mr. Happy. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Greetings, Kitty Gatos. This is the Kimi. This story is called Southpaw. It's for the Smarty Pants Challenge. The once celebrated author read the challenge and thought to himself, "What a piece of cake. I'll just tell my story about a breakup with apocalyptic undertones." And just like a washed-up boxer past his prime, he thought, "I bet I'll wow the group with my comeback bout with style and finesse." After a few hours of writing, editing, and recording his masterpiece, he submitted just before the deadline. Smiling and full of himself, he decided to see if the challenge was posted. To his horror, the challenge he submitted was from months before. A TKO in the first.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 613 on the topic of smarty pants. I'm running late again, but then again, you wouldn't know that. So, strike the previous thing. I sent my story in Sunday evening, and it's not Saturday afternoon right now. Anyway, my story is called Smarty Pants. Amazon's first efforts to use the Internet of Things to drive sales involved the big buttons. Punch the Tide button, Tide Pods show up. Their big leap forward were internet-enabled smarty pants. Sensors transmitted information back to Big Brother. Dirty pants, Tide Pods and stain remover arrived like magic. Ate too much at Christmas? Jeff Bezos knows you need a larger belt and sends one. The downside to the pants was that sensors occasionally got stuck in awkward places. Guys with infrequent erections didn't appreciate the Viagra that arrived, while wives were often suspicious when boxes of Trojans showed up if their husbands were easily excited. Men generally ditched smarty pants for Walmart's lower-tech version, discreet pants, which had the right number of sensors. Zero. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. Richard here, and this is about the 40th attempt, so hopefully I'll get this one right. I bring you a story on the topic smarty pants. I will mention that I've used the British usage of the word pants since I'm British, and for those who are uninitiated, that refers to underwear rather than the wear that goes over the top of underwear. So here we go, smarty pants. I was keen to jump on the smart device bandwagon and take advantage of the gullible members of the iPhone generation. So I invented smart e-pants. Internet-enabled underwear for the man or the woman who has everything. Because who wouldn't want undies that vibrate when you have email, with a built-in browser for surfing on the move, and Amazon Prime enabled too? When sales flopped, I went back to the drawing board, stripped out most of the functionality, beefed up the vibration settings, and relaunched Smarty Pants as the ultimate sex toy. I made an absolute killing. There you go. Job done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Apple released the iPants about a year ago. It's like a smartphone, but it's pants. They're comfortable, but they only fit one size. If you lose or gain weight, you need new pants. And that can get expensive. Not to mention that they're dry clean only. If you set a reminder to pick up dry cleaning, how are you gonna get it? Apple realized this mistake and changed their wearable strategy. Now they have the iBelt. It fits a range of sizes and you don't need to dry clean it. And when you're beating your kid with it, it counts for you.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of Smarty Pants. Did you enjoy this one? I enjoyed this one. Oh, man. Go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, if you need the text of the stories, if you want to follow links off to see where people come from, if you want to go back into the archives and impress your children with horrible bedtime stories, whatever you need, it's probably not there. The next topic is a pick two, the first one for the year. And it's corner, tiger, tie, please, encountered, obsolete, winter, and webcam. It's not winter here. It's beautiful, freaking beautiful out. T-shirt and shorts, 7:30 in the morning. This is just so wonderful. So thank you all for putting up with my rambling about how wonderful it is out. I'm sure that it when it's 102 degrees and muggy on a Sunday morning, and I feel like dog ass, you can just point and gloat. And thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.